Hello.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Okay, the other part of my question is answered. We knew you looked hot, but did you sound hot? The answer is, yes, she does.
Oh, I sound hot.
Now we're going to find out, we're going to find out during this phone call if you got a brain in your head or not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We'll try.
Yeah. So you're from near Illinois, over in the Indiana side, right?
Yeah.
She is in Indiana, just across from, are you right? How far from Chicago?
An hour.
An hour from Chicago. Okay. So, you got a boyfriend, married, kids? What do you got going
on? No, I'm single.
Oh, you're single. Nobody looks like you that's, okay, that is both sane and single. Nobody looks like you, sane and single. It's state law.
It happens. It really does.
Does it? So you hadn't found the right guy? You're not interested in guy? Do you like girls?
If you knew what was available, you would understand.
Well, you do live in
my choices.
You do live in Indiana. Like, you do live in Indiana. I get it.
Yeah, like, really.
You didn't answer my question about do you like girls.
I'm not. I really don't jump the fence.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Thank God. You're strictly dickly.
I am.
See, that's why we're talking. We got to find this out. So, is there any hairy-legged boy on Pal Talk that you see and you think, damn, he's kind of nice? Besides Dark Angel, he's taken. You can't have him.
No, I haven't met any.
Okay.
But the field's open.
The field is open. Y'all hear that, boys? I want y'all to get your feelers out, man. So what do you look for in a guy?
Gotta have his shit together.
Gotta have his shit.
Good job.
Good job. What else? Financially secure. You like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck yes, man.
Like,
this girl's real. I like her.
No, there's just a lot of people that are just floating around, and that's dangerous for anybody.
Yeah. So you feel threatened.
Because the floaters are, they take advantage of what they can.
You mean on Pal Talk?
You have to watch out for that.
You're talking about on Pal Talk or in the real world?
In life in general.
In life, yeah. So have you ever been taken advantage of by a man?
Absolutely.
Have you? What, he suckered you in, made him believe he loved you, and then dropped you like a bad habit? Is that what happened?
Something along those lines.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I think we all have a sad story at some point.
I don't.
No?
But, no, none.
You've never had your heart broke?
Never.
You've never had your heart invested in
never.
Nothing?
Never. You know why? Because I'm over elbow.
Yeah, but that's not healthy either. Like,
I've never been
if
jealous.
You don't ever give your heart away.
I gave my
heart
away.
You don't know what it is to lose it.
Hey, I gave my heart away. And when I found out she was cheating on me.
Oh, that's rough.
I was
that's,
over it.
That's
I remember being. I was so happy when
like,
I found out. You know what I'm saying? I was playing in a band at the time. And all these women hitting on me, I couldn't touch them. But when I found out she was cheating on me, I was the first one to actually coin the phrase that Austin Powers used. I'm single again, baby. Yeah.
Well, no, that's awful. Like, I don't believe in cheating on anyone. You either make a decision or you make a decision. Those are your choices.
Hey, Joel, I'm glad you asked that question. I am talking to the Rusty Penny. If we could get you to throw your, you know how to raise your hand in the room, baby? See, all the way up at the top to the right-hand side where it says, what does it say? Join Q to talk. See where it says that? See what I'm saying? Hey, it's Rusty Penny, little buddy Joel. Click the blue line on top. It says... Hey, let me ask you this. Are you drinking right now?
I am drinking.
Oh, do you drink every night? Do you drink a lot?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I drink once a week.
On Friday? On Friday?
On Friday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I earned it because I busted my ass all week. And Friday is my...
Are you drinking White Claw? Yeah. You're drinking White Claw right now.
I am.
I drink the same kind of beer. You know why? Because it's gluten-free.
And you don't feel the bloat. You feel
no
so
bloat.
Much better the next day.
Yes!
Oh, my
yes!
God. It's great.
Exactly. So we're bonding here, aren't we? A little bit. So, you, do you want to be my... I drink once a week, too, normally, but I ain't drinking for 3 weeks now because I'm on a cleanse. You know what I'm saying? Cleansing my mind, my body, and my soul. You know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever works for you, it's, but yes.
It's not just any cheap-ass cleanse. This motherfucker costs a lot of money. Cleanse.
Dude, I was looking at a 3-day juice cleanse that was like $100 some bucks, and somebody told me stay close to the toilet. I was
really?
Like, oh my God, I'm gonna pay a good amount of money to like, no.
Look, I want to recommend juicing to you. Let me tell you a little secret I learned. Juicing, if you juice celery juice and drink it every morning, every fucking morning, celery juice. Go look at the benefits of that. Fucking incredible.
I know. It's fabulous. And like, I work out every day. I really do.
Oh, you do?
Like,
so you work out right now every day. So do you live, by yourself?
Monster. Where is it? There it is. My...
Oh, she's got her little was that a bike?
It's an elliptical. Yeah, I have.
Your life is interesting. Have you never been married before?
I've been married. I was married. I was with my ex from 1929.
Yeah. Okay. Been married a while. Yeah. Did you say
it lasted that long and now I'm 40.
Oh, you're 40?
I was with him from 19 to 29.
Oh, from 19 years old to 29. I got you. I thought you meant since 1929. That's what I'm saying. So I like the fact you're a little buzzed tonight.
I'm retarded.
Yeah. You're retarded. I don't think you're retarded. I think you're hot as fuck. So, what color hair do you have? I'm colorblind, you know. Is that red hair?
Yes, it's red. It's
hot and drunk, blonde. Just the way we like them in here. You're hot and drunk. We like them like that.
So fun.
So what's the chance of me seeing your titties right now on a scale of 1 to 10? 0 being not going to happen, or 10 is a good goddamn chance.
There you go right there.
It's your choice, not mine.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Damn right I'm ready. Okay. Hold on a minute. Hold on, man. Oh, shit! Perfect fucking titties. And you know she hadn't had that much sex either. She's with one man from 19 to 40. You may be near a virgin again. You know that?
There you go.
Hey, I want you to take your time with the men and don't get in no hurry. Don't rush into it, okay? Because you deserve better. What happened to your marriage? What happened in marriage?
Well,
it's
you
okay.
Don't always grow together. Like,
you what?
You don't always grow together.
Well, like, you kind of did for 21 years. Right?
I was with him from 1929. There's a big section of growth that goes on between 19 and 25.
Right? Did you say 19 and 25? Okay, I thought you said 19.
You're going to grow together or you're going to grow apart? Like.
Yeah, well, I think you're misunderstanding her over there, Nitro. From 19 to 29. She was 19 when they started dating. So you haven't been married in 11 years?
No.
Hey, you know who I could hook her up with? I could hook her up with Wild Eyed Guy. He hadn't had sex in 11 years. Hadn't had. Have you had sex in the last 11 years? Hey, wake up, baby. I'm talking.
You really think I'm crazy?
Hey, hold on now. Who's this right here? Oh, Green Eyed come out of the back and sat down right beside you.
People will sign up for my crazy. I like house plants. I like macrame.
What'd you say about house plants?
This is fun.
I think I'm starting to figure out why you're single. You have a hard time of focusing, don't you, baby? I don't know if she fucks. I don't. She didn't say I fuck houseplants, did she? I don't think she said that. I've never heard anybody banging a houseplant.
It's so funny.
Yes, it is. Everything's funny right now, isn't it? It's the white.
Everybody
claw.
Has an opinion, and they think they know who you are.
Yeah.
Like based on two sentences.
I don't even claim to know who you are. She laughs like D.D. Cody. You think so? She shows her titties like D.D. too. You know what I'm saying? I know. Look at D.D. and you like. Do you look at the girls sometime and think, damn? You never think that. I know you not want to lick the pussy.
People worry me sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
I think it worries me more than anything when I look around at people and go, this is the world you live in. Like,
yeah, okay.
People are,
yeah.
These are the people.
I picked a good night to call you, didn't I? You're going to let it all out tonight. You ain't going to hold nothing back. I feel it.
I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but there was some.
Nobody said nothing about you being an asshole.
Dude, no, you don't get it. I work for a book distributor.
Yeah, you.
Okay? And some of the books, well, every book that we distribute right now is like. No.
No porn. Okay.
White people are bad. They're evil.
Evil
and
people.
And Tiffy's new dress. And like, it's constant. It's everything.
I've been watching this detective show on TV. And some of the evil shit
white
people
fragility,
will do. They will kill people, cut them into pieces so they can haul them out in a suitcase. You name it, man.
Dude. things are accepted in other countries, people need to wake the fuck up to what's going on in this world.
Could you educate us a little bit? Give us a little bit of education on this subject.
I don't mean to go that direction, but...
Oh, let's go that direction. Yeah, let's go that way.
Like, I'm not someone to go, like... But I'm going, why is no one fucking... Why is...
Did you vote for Biden? Did you vote for Biden? Did you vote for Joe Biden? Did you vote at all?
I absolutely did not do.
Oh, you didn't vote. I'm shocked. I really am.
I voted for Trump. I did.
Oh, you did vote.
I did.
So how do you explain everybody voted for Trump, yet can't find nobody online or off that didn't vote for Trump, yet he supposedly lost to Biden?
It's
didn't happen.
The biggest hoax ever.
Well, you are smart. I was wondering if you're a smart girl or not. Does anybody in here really believe that Joe Biden got 81 million fucking votes?
Absolutely not.
Hell to the fuck no.
It's a steal.
Don't believe it.
It's an absolute steal.
I knew I loved you. I can't find nobody that voted for Joe the motherfucking Biden, online or off. I don't give a fuck where I look. I can't find one person that voted for him. Not one.
No one. No one thought this was a good idea. Okay?
What?
No one. They will tell you that.
Are you watching my video up there on the Red Speedo Boat Cam, baby?
It's horrible for us. I'm still fighting the vaccine. I don't have not one shot in me, neither does my son. Like, I'm fighting this tooth and nail.
Oh, you're one
We're
of those.
Not doing this.
You're one of those anti-vaccine girls. Gotcha. Well, you're pretty young and healthy. You could probably survive the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying?
I have worked through the whole motherfucking thing. I have been exposed to it repeatedly. And you know what?
Why?
If my system couldn't handle it, then I would have been sick by now.
Yes!
But you know what? I have been there the whole fucking time, and nothing has happened to me.
Yeah.
And I am not taking your bullshit, because I'll take my chances.
There you go. That should be your choice. That should be the end of that. But no, the Democrats are going to try to make you get the virus.
It's going to be forced on me at some point.
Yeah, it's going to be forced
on
you.
I'm aware of that.
Are you going to lose your job? People are going to have to get it, or they're going to lose their job. And that ain't Christian. I'll tell you that right now.
If my son is forced to get it to go to school, then I will get it with him, because I'm not going to make him do that by himself.
Hey, we got Shell 170 in the building. How old is your son?
But this shouldn't be a thing that happens. But if it comes down to it...
How old is your son?
14.
14, that's a good age. 14 years old, y'all. So, what else do I need to know about you? Is your mom and dad still alive, or they passed on?
They're alive.
Are they? Are you a daddy's girl? She does sound a little bit like Dee Dee, doesn't she? A little bit. Cody discovered that first. I think it was Cody. Everybody loves Dee Dee. Look at her, man. What's not to love? Damn!
Damn! Crazy.
So, I guess I'll let you go and get back to whatever you do on here. What do you do on here? You perv the guys or what? Or you just hang out and listen to the music?
Really, I have a few drinks, enjoy the music.
Cool. That's what it's intended to do, right?
Absolutely.
So we're getting a lot of people in here because of you. You're bringing in
the
people.
Because of me.
Oh, yeah. My co-host.
You're crazy.
You know they can hear everything you're saying in the room, right? 337 people can hear you right now. Have you ever spoke in front of 337 people?
No.
You haven't? Well, you are right now. You just can't see every one of them, but they're there.
Well, you kids enjoy your night.
Are you leaving me now?
All right.
So, well, yeah, she's gone. She left me. I'm okay with that. Well, she left me now for sure. Thank you, Rusty Penny. Rusty Penny on cam, man. She's hot and she's kind of drunk a little bit right now. She calm down, y'all. Gotta go fix her makeup. I fucked it up. Yeah, kind of, folks. Sorry. Oh, shit, man. I had to catch her on a sober night. Just my fucking luck, man. All right, Red Speedo Bowl Cam. It's Bo's choice tonight, 10:17 p.m. We got a hot cam on the Red Speedo Bowl. We got a little audio and video together there. Y'all check it out. Welcome in, James Stevens.